MashaAllah, takbir! Allahu Akbar. Allah said to the fire, be nice and cool to Ibrahim. So he had a lot of fun times in the fire. The fire burned only the ropes that he was tied with. So he became free. And Allah sent him clothes. So he got dressed. And when they locked him in the jail, he didn't give him any water or food for a very long time. So he was thirsty and hungry. And the angels came down with the food and the water. And he had a lot of good time in the fire. Actually, he didn't want to get out. But, you know, he said, let me go out to talk to the people and to show them that who is more powerful, Allah or the king? Allah. So he went out and he walked out and the people were like, look, do you see what I'm seeing? No. And the guy who used to cause them to worship Google, remember? Ghost. What is happening? And then everybody said, Ibrahim! He's Ibrahim! No way! He's Ibrahim! Yes, he's Ibrahim! No way! He's walking out of the fire, and the fire around him, and he was walking out, very comfortable, walking out of the fire. Which, you know, the guy who used to call him to worship Boo Boo, which, and then the king was like, huh? And then the king said, okay, guards, surround him and bring him to me. So they surrounded him and said, go talk to the king. So he went to the king and he started talking to the king. The king asked him, Ibrahim, who saved you from the fire? Which business you were able to do to get out of the fire? Which business were you able to do to get out of the fire? No, you stay over here. You stay here. So Ibrahim said, no, it wasn't any witch business. No way. Be careful. It wasn't the witch business. It was Allah. It was who saved me from the fire? Allah. He said, who is Allah? He said, Allah is in heaven. He said, show him to me. If I go on the top of a mountain, would I be able to see him? No! How high should I go to see him? You can't see him at all. I can't see him. Then how do you know he's there? He said, because he does a lot of things that we can see around us, nobody can do except him. He said, really? He said, yes. He said, like what? He said, for example, my God gives life and death. He makes people alive and he makes people what? Die. The king said, and he was stupid king. He wasn't smart. He was idiot. So he said, so I do the same thing. I do the same thing. He said, you do the same thing? He said, yes. You give life and death? He said, yes. He said, how? He said, okay, I'm going to show you. He got a guy who's having a good life, who's rich, who lives in a very big house, have a lot of servants, a lot of food, and he brought him, and he said, this guy is alive, right? Yes. He was having a good life, right? Yes. Guards, kill him. Pick up the guy, and they boom, say, I gave him death. And then he got another guy from the jail. This guy was on the death row. Was on what? You know what the death row is? People who get sentenced to death and they are waiting to be executed. Aha. Those guys, he brought him and he said, and this guy was on the death row, right? Right. And he was living in jail, right? Right. He was having no good life at all, right? Right. He said, I am going to make him, alive. He said, do you see the house of the other guy that I killed? He said, yes. He said, it's yours. So he gave him what? The house of who? The other guy who got what? Killed. He gave him his house, and he gave him his money. And he said, look what I did. I took a guy who's waiting in the death row, and I switched him with a guy who is having fun, having a luxury life, and I gave this guy life, and I took this guy and I killed him, so I gave him death. If you are in place of Prophet Ibrahim, arguing with a king who is not smart like that, with a king who is stupid like that, what are you going to do? Huh? Yes, Lena? No. I would say, no, I don't want you to say what will happen. I want you to think, what would you do if a king like that says, I give life and death, and he brings someone and kills him, and he brings somebody else and spares him, and he says, I give life and death like Allah. What would you tell him?
Huh?
Yeah, but what you, how do you want to continue the conversation? Were you going to just continue talking to him or what? Or just tell him you're stupid and walk away from him?
Continue.
And say what?
That, that it was Allah who made the death and the...
Yes, but the guy is claiming, he says, I give life and death just like Allah does.
He said that my God can make sunrise from...
Oh, no, I don't want you to tell me what is going to happen next. I want you to think and say, well, how are we going to handle this thing? He said, Ibrahim, he said, okay, Mr. King, you say that you can do what Allah can does, right? That Allah can do, right? He said, yes. He said, and you get life and death like Allah, right? Yes. Everything Allah does you can do? He said, yes. He said, okay. Allah brings the sun from the east. Can you bring the sun from the west? The king said, huh? wonderful as Allah, then you should worship him. He, the king, said, no, I am the king. He is not the king. I am the king of the kings. Prophet Ibrahim kept explaining to him that he doesn't even own his body. He doesn't even own his wife. You know your body? Do you own your body? You think you own your body? I have news for you. You don't own your body. You don't control your body. You don't own your body. Your body is given to you as a gift from Allah, like a car. Your body is like a car. And you drive the car as long as you are alive. And then the car, at the end, when your life ends, the car goes to the junkyard. The car goes where? To the junkyard. You stay away from him. Oh, you guys don't sit next to each other at all, at all. Oh, don't let him come here. Hold him, hold him. Don't let him come over here. Your dance is going to come out. Yes. So this is what happened. He said, do you own your body?
No.
You don't own your body. Do you?
No,
you don't own your body. Right? If you lose your eyes, can you make your eyes work?
No.
If your hands are injured, can you make them stop bleeding? No. You don't own your body. You are not a king. Huh? How can you be a king if you don't own your own body? Huh? Not to mention owning other people. Then he said, this guy is too smart for our town. This guy is what? Too smart for our town. This guy uses his brain too much. This guy uses his brain what? Too much. Why did he say that? Remember from the beginning, he told them, where is Allah? Huh? Is he the star? He was trying to make them think and use their what? Noodles to find out who is who? Allah! That's right. And then he broke the idol and he put the axe in the hands of who? The biggest one. To make them again what? Think. To make them what? Think. Use the noodles. And then here we go. He's telling them Allah brings the sun from the where? East. Bring it from the west. So he said, this guy thinks too much. And now he's telling the king that you are not a true king. If you're a true king, you don't own your own body. Your hands, you don't own them. Your limbs, you don't own them. Your heart, you don't even control your heart. How can you say that you're a king and you control everybody and you, Mr. King, can't control your own heart? You can't control your own body. So how could you be a true king? So he said, kick him out of this town. He thinks what? Too much. And thinking too much is a contagious disease in this town. We don't want people to what? Think. We want people to do what? Worship what? Bubu. And who is the king of all bubus? The king. His name is Namrud. He wants people to go. He said, kick him out of town before he teaches people how to think. And if people start thinking, then we are doomed. We are what?
Dead.
So when you don't think, people love it when you don't think. Why? Because they can fool you, they can take advantage of you, they can use you, and they can trick you and benefit from you. So they want always what? Think. Think, think. Say, what am I doing on this earth? How long am I going to be alive? And how long am I going to be dead? Am I going to be alive more than I am dead? Or am I going to be dead more than I am alive? Think, 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 think. Think, 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 think. What does Allah want from me? To be decent and fair. He doesn't want anything else from me. Wow, cool. And he will give me Jannah for that? Yes. Alright, that's a good deal. What are the shaitan? What does the shaitan want from me? He wants me to be mean, selfish, jealous, envy, and do bad things. Do I want to follow the shaitan and everybody hates me? No. So we want to use our what? Noodles and what? Think. He said, kick him out of town before he teaches people how to think. We don't want anybody to think in this town. We want all people to be like cows. Like what? Cows. And the king is the cowboy. And the king is what? He's dragging the people like cows. People are like, moo. And the king is, follow me, worship me, follow me, worship me. I am the king of all kings. Follow me, worship me. I am the god of all boo-boos. I am the god of all these boo-boos. Worship me, follow me, don't think. Boo-boo? Boo-boo doesn't move? It doesn't matter if Boo-boo moves or not. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if Boo-boo can defend himself or not. It doesn't matter. What is important is that there is a secret power in Boo-boo. Secret power in Boo-boo. Boo-boo can get you what you want. You want to worship Boo-boo? And I am the boss of Boo-boo. You need to give me the taxes, you need to obey to me, you need to bow down to me. This Ibrahim is a bad guy, he's a bad boy. Kick him out, he thinks. We don't want anybody to think in this town. Prophet Ibrahim, he went back home. They told him, you have 3 days to get out of town. You have how long?
3 days.
And if you won't leave within 3 days, we are going to carry you. Salaam alaikum. We're going to carry you and throw you. Salaam alaikum. You're new? What's your name? Ihab. Salaam alaikum, Ihab. Do you know which story we're talking about?
Ilham.
Of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Salaam alaikum.
Ilham.
3 days. You have 3 days to leave town. And if you don't leave town by the end of the 3 days, I'm going to throw you out of the town. Okay? I guess you're forced to put on, right? Now he's teaching you a lesson. That's what forced him to do. Okay. And then he, Prophet Ibrahim, guess what did he do in these 3 days? What is the most important thing that he wants to get out of the town? No.
Fire.
No. He wants what? Well, he is kicked out. He taught people. He's done with the people. He has 3 days to get ready, back, and leave. Pray to Allah. He can pray anywhere. Guess, No, he didn't. Nobody knows? Let me tell you. He made sure that within these 3 days to take the beautiful Sarah with him. Yes, Sarah, his wife. He saw Sarah, and guess what did he like the most about Sarah? Sarah was very cute. She was very charming. She had beautiful eyes, beautiful hair, beautiful everything. But he loved one thing about her the most. What was it? She was wearing the scarf? She was, yes, but that, he loved even something better, No, I mean, to marry her, he liked one thing about her, She worshipped Allah, but she has one more thing, She was a Muslim, she had one more thing. Guess, memorized the book at that time, she has more better things, more things, huh? One thing, because she, guess what? She used to think like him. His brain was working. She was the only girl in the town that has a brain that still works. How about the rest of the girls and boys in the town? Their brain is not working. Ooh, like a cow. Ooh, follow the king. The king says, turn left, left. By the orders of the king, turn left, left. By the orders of the king, say, walk straight, straight. By the orders of the king, turn left. Like, ooh, I am a cow. I just close my eyes and follow the king. No brains, no brains. But Sarah was not only beautiful, smart princess, but also she used to think. How did she become a Muslim? By using what?
Her brain.
How did she figure out the boo-boo is fake? Brains. Does it take a genius to figure it out?
No.
No. It just takes somebody who wants to think. Huh? And you have what? Oh, she has a beautiful thinking brain. So he married her, and then that is the best flower he picked from his town before he leaves. And then he says to the people, I am going to my Lord. I will, may Allah guide you. And may Allah save you from the wicked, evil king. And he left. Guess what happened to this king? This king saw Ibrahim coming out of the fire. When Ibrahim was coming out of the fire, the king was saying to himself, oh my God, now this guy can prove to the people that he is right and I am wrong. Oh my God, this guy is going to uncover the truth. And the truth will become obvious. So this king knew that Ibrahim is a true prophet. And this king knew that Allah is truly there. But this king didn't want to admit that because of what? He didn't want to lose his status, the king of the kings. And now if he admits that Prophet Ibrahim is the Prophet of Allah, then he should listen to Prophet Ibrahim, not Prophet Ibrahim listening to him. So he didn't want to do that. So he denied it. Guess how Allah destroyed him? Allah, anybody who claims to be higher than Allah, Allah has a very unique way of destroying them. In this particular situation, Ayalina, how did you? Yes, guess what? Allah destroyed him with a mosquito. You know mosquito? The mosquito was... It went through his ears and then through the drum, penetrated through his ears drum and went inside where? His brain. And his noodles. You are so smart. Give me 5. You know what? She picked up the secret. This is why Allah made the mosquito go into his brain. Because? To tickle his brain. Because he didn't want to use his brain and he didn't want the people to use their brain. No, he had a brain. But he had a sick, ill brain. The people were not using their brain, but he was using his brain the sick, evil way. So Allah made the mosquito go into his brain. And the mosquito will bite his brain. When the mosquito will bite his brain, he will get an awful headache. You know, how does he feel the mosquito when the mosquito in his brain? He feels the mosquito like this. Like this. And the mosquito is biting him all over his brain and he wants to stop the mosquito. Now, in order to stop the mosquito, he would ask people to pick up the shoes pick up the what? Shoes. And hit him on the head. So when he's hit on the head, then the mosquito will calm down. And then the pain will go away. So please, please, here is the shoe. Here is the shoe. Please, please hit me. Boom, 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 boom. Finally it stopped. And then he wants to take, before he takes a long rest, the mosquito starts what? Biting again. Oh, here is the shoes, please. Five shoes. Everybody, the one who loves me, bring the shoe and come. Everybody brings the shoes, and he had five shoes. Boom, 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 boom. Until the mosquito will stop biting. And then he would rest. They stayed like that for how long? 1 week. 1 week, and he had people, full-time job is to do what? Beat him up with the shoes on his head to stop the mosquito from biting. And he was dying slowly. So he was claiming to be a god, huh? Because he could not go to sleep. And if you can't go to sleep, you collapse. Okay? And he wouldn't eat because he can't eat. He is not in the mood of eating. Huh?
When he gets hit on the head, won't he get another
headache? Less than the headache of the mosquito. You know when you have a lot of pain and then a smaller pain? You would rather take the smaller pain than the larger pain. But the mosquito, if the mosquito starts working, the mosquito, like that. He feels like a rocking earth. And this is how Allah destroyed him. And this is how Allah, in a unique way, destroyed the people who say, we are Allah, we are gods. Alright? Okay. So, the final lessons we learn from this story time is, if you don't think you're allowing people to take advantage of you, right? People will love it if you don't think, because they can benefit from you. If you think, then you're protecting yourself. So, this is why you have to and don't follow anybody blindly, like a moon cow. And let's attack the pizza.
I think you did it. Okay, I forgot it. You know, I thought you were.